Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. The Entrance of Thy Word Giveth Light. May 2, 1897. Portions of this manuscript are published in TDG 131. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. Psalm 145, verse 4-7. The knowledge of the way of the Lord is increasing, and will continue to increase. Hereby and superstition are clothing the world in the sackcloth garments of rebellion and transgression. Literature and cheap fiction of every order is circulated like the leaves of autumn, and the minds of thousands are so taken up with irreligious cheap trash that there is no place in the mind for solid reading. The Word of God and all that would elevate man from his degradation is passed by with indifference. But the Word of God contains the truth, and all those who support the truth of God for this time are doing their work for time and for eternity. Those who bring the Word of God into mind and heart are distinctly taking their stand on the side of God and the universe of heaven. They will stand heart to heart and hand to hand in defense of the holy and the pure, that which will stand the test of ages. Those who support error by word and pen and voice, and by the oppression of those who are linked with the truth, are ranged upon the other side, with the first great apostate and the evil men who are his agents. The Word declares of these that they shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Timothy 3, verse 13. And on one of these two sides men will labor to the end. All our powers belong to God. They are His by creation and by redemption. God has given to every one His measure of power, and He expects each to put it forth on the side of truth. Thus it is to shine forth. The Christian is to stand with undivided interest on the Lord's side. Now abideth faith, hope, love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Faith looks through discouraging difficulties and lays hold of the unseen, even omnipotence. Therefore, it cannot be baffled. Faith, hope, and love are sisters, and their works blend perfectly to shine amid the moral darkness of the world. The children and the youth are to be instructed. The ignorant are to be taught by patient effort to know what is truth. It is to be given them line upon line. Every agent may find something to do in saving souls and advancing the truth of God. By the Spirit's power, this truth is to be carried into the inner sanctuary of the soul and work upon the conscience, and its presence there is revealed by the works done to restore the moral image of God in man. There is too much vague instruction. Is it not best to know individually what we believe ourselves, and in what our faith consists? Then we shall be able to say, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1, verse 2-4. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice from Him from the excellent glory, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with Him in the holy mount. we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Verses 16 to 21.